This is NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. Several downstate mass transit districts say they are on the verge of shutdown or have already shut down. Thousands of people rely on the services to get to medical appointments or the grocery store or even work. And in turn, the services rely on the state of Illinois for their funding. You can see where this is heading. Joining us to talk about this is Doug Finke. He's the Statehouse reporter for the State Journal Register and other Gatehouse newspapers in Illinois. Doug, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
So you wrote about one particular mass transit district here in Illinois. Which one was that?
That is the West Central Mass Transit District. They serve a 6-county area in western Illinois. Probably the biggest community that they serve is Jacksonville and Morgan County, but they also cover Scott, Cass, Schuyler, Brown, and Pike counties.
So what does mass transit look like in a smaller community like this? There's not an elevated train or anything like that, right?
No, this is different than what many people may be used to. They do not run buses on predetermined routes like bigger cities do. When you need their services, you call up and make an appointment, and then they send a vehicle to where you're at and transport you to where you need to go.
So this is like what in a bigger city you might think of as the paratransit, the smaller vehicles that might help somebody in a wheelchair but it doesn't necessarily have to be that, but that's what the most.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's on-demand service, or you have to request it.
So a lot of the funding for this agency in particular comes from the state of Illinois.
They get state and federal money, plus they get fares, and they also have some support from community groups, but the director of the district, executive director, said that by far the largest part of their money comes from state government, and they have not gotten their quarterly grants for some time now, and they are owed more than $696,000, and they just cannot keep going without getting that money.
And in fact, they're one of the agencies that has already shut down.
That's correct. They laid off all 57 of their employees, and they said they obviously want to resume service, but they can't do it until the state comes through with some money.
So this is something that is caught up as part of the larger budget impasse, right? This is money that was not appropriated by the General Assembly, or?
Well, it's an automatic transfer, or what it's supposed to be, an automatic transfer. The problem is the money that is set aside for these downstate transit grants comes from state sales taxes. And that, along with the state income tax, are the two biggest components of what we always call the state's checkbook account that pays for all state services, or most of them anyway. For some time now, the state has been taking in far less tax money than they have had to put out the door through their expenses, and things have finally caught up. It's always been a balancing act, and at this time of year, there's another issue, because it's traditionally a slow time for tax collections. We haven't hit the holiday season yet. In the spring, we get income tax filings, which helps out. Right now, it's just a slow time. The money just is not there. And there are court-ordered expenses and other things that have to go out the door first.
State employee paychecks, for example, are going out the door based on a court order. There's a lot of health care rulings, consent decrees, they're called, that, right, that are sending money out the door.
Exactly.
And there's just not, I guess, if I'm hearing you right, there's just not enough money to write the checks to these agencies.
Right. And this has been going on. I mean, we've seen human service agencies, all sorts of other people who have seen payment delays for months and months, if not years. State employee health insurance is a classic example. They're more than a year behind in payments in many of those cases.
And it's just because the money's not there. If you're a doctor who treats a state employee, or you're a hospital or something like that, you've been waiting for more than a year for your money.
Likely.
Yeah. So this is not the only group. There are other downstate transit districts we've heard about where they're having problems as well, I think.
Based on media accounts that I've seen, the Kankakee District is having some problems. Bloomington could be on the verge of having some significant problems. I have heard through the grapevine there may be as many as a half a dozen of these smaller downstate transit districts that are in very severe problems.
So, of course, we're heading into an election this fall. I would imagine that politicians are kind of falling all over themselves to respond when something bad news like this breaks. You talked to somebody about this?
I talked to a couple of the legislators who serve or cover the area that's covered by the mass transit district. They said they were trying to work on a solution, but the problem is we just don't have enough money. And if you don't have the money to go out the door, it's kind of hard to work out some kind of a compromise. The other issue, Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer, who represents Jacksonville, late last week had gotten a letter from the State Department of Transportation that put in writing that this money would be available and paid at such time as it's available, and he was hoping that that could be used to leverage some loans from a bank or what have you. He wasn't sure it was going to work, but he was hopeful.
It's kind of incredible that we're talking about doing bank loans in order to fund government operations, right? This is not the sort of, usually you borrow money from the bank if you're going to do an infrastructure project or something long term, but this is just day to day.
It's symptomatic. I mean, maybe it sounds worse to say you're borrowing money from the bank, but in reality, the state's been borrowing money from businesses and others who have not been paid for a long time. So it's just a matter of the source of the loan as opposed to the fact they're borrowing money.
And I guess in that formulation, they're borrowing it from downstate mass transit riders now who are not able to get their rides because the money's not going through.
Right. And there's real concern from the lawmakers in that area because, according to them, this West Central Mass Transit District, a great many of their riders are, in fact, people who need the service to get to medical appointments of various kinds. And if that doesn't exist, there's very deep concerns about what might happen to some of these people.
Anyone optimistic about a veto session budget fix when legislators come back after the election next month?
Well, I know the governor has repeatedly said he's thinks there's going to be a grand compromise after the election when everybody's either safely returning to office or knows they have a different career path ahead of them. And we'll just have to see. I think he's got a lot of things on his plate that he wants done or expects to be done, and there isn't all that much time.
All right, we'll leave it there. Doug Finke, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Sure.
Doug Finke is the State House reporter for the State Journal Register newspaper in Springfield. He also reports for other Gatehouse papers, which include Peoria, Galesburg, and Points in Between. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey.